biologist and naturalist, why is it important for us to recognize Earth Day?
Well, the Earth is facing some enormous problems, both worldwide as well as right here in our backyard. I spend summers out playing with a bat, and the Indiana bat, which is a federally endangered species. And the thought is that this species may not survive for another 10 or 20 years. And so every summer I face this bat and I look it right in the eyes and I realize that I might be here on the Earth for longer than it is. And so the reality is the Earth is facing enormous problems. And the goal, in my opinion, of Earth Day is to try and get everyone to slow down a little bit and realize that all of us are playing a role in impacting the Earth, and all of us can, with relatively simple steps, reduce our impact on the Earth. And so to me, that's what Earth Day should be, is realizing that each one of us plays a role in this.
Sure, and you speak of the challenges that the Earth faces right now. What, in your opinion, is the biggest challenge that the Earth is facing right now?
Well, there are a number of major environmental problems that are all huge. The biggest one that we're all hearing about, of course, is global climate change, and my guess is that is probably the single biggest impact. You'll occasionally hear people saying that they think there's going to be a lot of beneficial impacts, and there will be a few beneficials, but the negative impacts are going to far outweigh the positive sides of that, and it's going to literally reshape the face of this Earth. So in my opinion, global climate change is the number one problem facing organisms. But on a broader scale, climate change and all of these other environmental problems are driven by two broad issues, and that is the huge size of the human population and the fact that we use resources at such a phenomenal rate.
Are you optimistic in our ability as sort of, I don't want to say the leading species, but the species that could exert the most influence, perhaps. Are you optimistic in our ability to tackle these challenges?
Most of the time, yes. Every once in a while, I kind of get depressed about things, but overall, I am, and the reason for that is two. First of all, I interact with college students, and when you interact with college students and you see the passion and the hope that drives them, it's hard not to be hopeful yourself. And second of all, I think at some point we're just going to get mad. We're going to realize that there are these enormous problems, and we're going to get mad, and we're going to realize we've got to do something about this now. Every once in a while, people will tend to just get depressed and get inactive when they face problems. But I think ultimately what's going to happen is we're going to realize we have to do something about this, and we will, I think.
All right. It's our habitat, after all.
Exactly. Yeah, we're as much involved in this as the Indiana bat that I play with during the summer.